And now I'm Sunny, and we're talking, and maybe I'm going to get quiet. Ho there, traveler. Now I'm in disguise. Ho dear, we got a fine clitorion.
You're such a versatile woman.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God.
So much depth. God. Okay, Marinara Trench.
Nerds, welcome to Legends Rerolled, a TTRPG podcast where we roleplay through classic stories. For our first season, we're reimagining L. Frank Baum's The Wizard of Oz in D&D 5e with just a dash of homebrew. My name is Sean Darty, and I will be your game master. Joining me for this and every single episode, playing Sunny the Scarecrow, Celine Trella.
Hello.
As Dolores Thatch, Brooke Simone.
It is I.
As Terry the Tinman, Justin Trella.
I'm Terry.
And as Cal Broadtooth, Jake DeBlasey.
No, I couldn't possibly.
You're going to have to.
I guess so, yeah.
All right. So, quick recap from last time. You guys entered into Gilliken Country, saw the large purple fauna. That's the plants, right? Fauna?
Flora.
Flora.
Fauna's animals.
Animals are normal size. And went into Loonville, met Franck.
Not a town of loons.
No. Fun fact. Just a town of denizens, I guess. Denizens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of denizens.
A lot of dens. You guys did some investigating. Found out there's a crime boss in town named Clitorion the Unpleasable.
How will we ever find them?
But we don't know that, and we're not going to tell anybody else that we know that name.
Wink.
Wink. Still more.
You guys met in the tavern, had a meeting. Cal did a little sneaking, a little following.
Yep.
And we're going to pick up right where we left off. Dolores, Terry, and Sunny, you guys are still in the Stonehill Inn, having just finished your meeting with Ron and Snake.
That's not his name.
It's not his name. Okay, what is a name? Is a name something people call you? Because if people call him Snake, then it's his name.
It's something that is given.
We're not talking about this right now. You can talk about this with Snake. This is not my hill to die on. And
your stone hill to die on.
Whatever. Okay. The next time I want to give you inspiration, you don't get it.
What?
Because that's how bad that was.
You're down one.
You get a minus one.
You get a minus inspiration.
Did I just cancel the one you gave me last time?
No, because they don't carry on between games.
That's embarrassing.
I just keep mine at one because I never seem to use it, and I just wait until I get one for this episode.
Like it'll happen. It must be nice.
Yeah. Well, then I don't use it, so it's like
an inspiration.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. That's what I think.
Pretty great. Cool. So you guys are hanging out in the Stonehill Inn. You just finished your meeting. We're going to go over to Cal. Cal, you finished following this hooded figure that seemed to leave the bar, specifically when he caught sight of Sunny, Terry, and Dolores and yourself coming down the stairs. You saw him go into a little side window in this big hilltop manor, the house built into the hilltop.
Uh-huh.
What's your next move?
I sneak up to the window and take a little peeky peek.
All right. We're going to continue from last time. You got a nat 20 on your stealth check?
No, I get a 23 on my stealth and a natural 20 on my survival check.
Gotcha. With those two, we're going to keep those from last time because
in-game
it was like 30 seconds ago. You are able to get up to the window.
Hmm.
And you peer inside, and you see that it is not a window. It is a tube that has like almost like a circular porthole glass window. So you open this up, and it seems to be a back door where you can slide down this like chute.
Do I hear anything down there?
Perception check. I'm going to give you advantage because tubes are inherently echoey.
Okay, 23.
All right. You hear several different sounds. You hear people scuffling, vague speech off in the distance, not clear enough to understand what anyone is saying. You hear some sounds, very distant, like clanking of maybe a blacksmith, like sounds of commotion and, I guess, work being done, even though it is pretty late.
Hmm. I take, do I look like I could just, like, walk up this tube? Like, if, or do I need, like, a rope to, like, climb back out?
Yeah, it is more of a, like, a slide, like a chute.
Okay, so it would mostly down.
Mostly, yeah, this is a one way.
Okay. In that case, I'll take a rope, I'll tie it around the hinge of the window, mm-hmm. And then I'll slowly lower myself down.
All right. Oh, sorry. I thought you had something to say. I heard that.
They did.
We're just on the edge of our seat.
We're all very nervous.
You're on tenterhooks.
Right.
So you slide down this tube. I assume you're going to want to. This is definitely going to be a new stealth.
Yeah, that's
in a
fair.
New environment.
Yep. Oh, God.
Can he have advantage because he's covered in fur and he's sliding? So it would be like a quiet thing?
No.
That'll be a solid 9 then.
Cool. A 9, you say?
Mm.
All right. So you slide down this slide. Rope very firmly attached.
Okay.
That's good.
You land in a room. There is a person in the room. This person looks over at you and says, "Excuse me?"
Hello, yeah, I'm here to see the mayor.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to come back during business hours, dude. It's like midnight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was an open door policy.
You came through the back.
I'm Al, by the way.
Make me a deception check.
Oh, no.
Cats are nocturnal, right?
Like, hey, listen, he could not. Oh, no. Al is short for Cal. It's not technically a lie.
Yes, it is, though.
Again, I tried.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. You're swinging for me.
He goes, awesome. Al, you know what? Now that you mention it, I think the mayor might be free if you wanted to follow me.
Can I make an insight check to fail it?
You can absolutely make that insight check.
You need to switch your D20. Use a different dice.
It doesn't matter. It's not the dice. It's me. Nope, that was an 18. But that wasn't a roll. That was like important.
No. No.
Oh, boy.
No. Nice, let's go.
No. All right, cool.
What am I supposed to do?
No, yeah, you're right.
There's nothing you can't do.
He leads you down the hallway. You hear the clinking of you hear the clinking and the sound of like commerce and things getting a little louder.
See, it's definitely open down here.
Walk past a blacksmith shop, or not like a smithy. As you take a quick glance inside, you're able to see a decent stockpile of weapons would probably be enough to outfit like a local militia, but not like anything
okay.
insane. The person at the blacksmith.
What does this person look like that I'm walking with, by the way? You just said it's a person.
Yeah. He is a thin, good looking dude, pair of glasses. He's an Aussian, so he's green.
Okay.
Short hair, close crop beard, dressed like normal, like.
Clothes,
like peasant wear, nothing fancy. So he's leading you down this hallway, and as he passes the blacksmith, he's like, "Hey, what's up, homie?" And keeps walking. And
is his name Homer?
What
is his name, Homer?
Are you asking me if his name is Homer?
You said, "Hey, homie."
Yeah,
that's an endearing term for Homer.
Oh no, it's just I use it for everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Like, how are you doing, homie?
I'm doing good. Yeah, this is nice. Would you like a drink? I offer him a drink from my flask.
Oh, no thanks. I'm on the clock. We don't drink on the job here. Well, you know, like a lot of the people who work here have had problems with that kind of stuff in the past, which led them to get
trouble.
Oh,
yeah,
you know?
Those guys.
Yeah, those guys. Cool. The mayor is going to, you know, she's busy right now. So if you wouldn't mind waiting in this room over here, we'd really appreciate it.
Okay, look at the room.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
The door's shut, so it looks like nothing.
Ah, yeah, after you.
All right, so he opens the door, and there are 3 men in the room, all of which are training dogs.
Ah.
This is the kennel. There are 5 cages, 3 men, 3 dogs. There's a lot of commotion from the top, from the rafters, sorry. And there is a large cage that is about the size of two like horse stalls in a stable.
Okay.
One big cage. It's got a little sign next to the door that says Nina. And he's gonna whistle. And all the dogs are looking right at you.
Ah.
And he says, well, if you wouldn't mind stepping into Nina's cage.
He's in the room?
Yes.
Oh, so I shut the door.
You are in the room with three other guys, three dogs, and well, who there's is a bunch
Nina?
Of commission.
What does Nina look like?
No, the cage that says Nina is empty.
Ah.
That's where they're motioning for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to wait here until the mayor's free.
I run away.
He never said he was entering the room behind the guy.
Yeah, I said after you and let the guy go in first.
I'm just throwing
so that I could see in the room before I...
Okay.
So my plan was to...
Close the door.
Shut the door. Mm. Does it lock from this side? And then run away.
I'm going to
Can I roll a luck check?
No, Jake!
Cool, I'm willing to... I've rolled the dice.
Poorly.
Yes. It's not my fault.
Give him a shot, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let him cook!
Oh. Yeah, take a luck check. I'm going to say, you're going to have to be really lucky for this, so it's going to be 15 or higher for you to get a clean exit.
I know just the die to use for this. 14.
Oh! Oh,
not lucky enough. So you go to slam the door shut. This guy puts his boot in the way. He will take a D6 boot damage.
Foot crushing damage.
Foot crushing damage.
3.
He takes 3 points of damage, yells, ow! And then says, get him! Roll for initiative.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay.
24. This is where I'm good now. We made it back, basically.
All right, so you get to go first. What would you like to do?
Always in a chase scene.
Alternately, I could give up and then meet the mayor.
You're on your own, man.
I know, I'm thinking out loud. Okay. This is my inner monologue as shutting the door didn't work.
I was going to say that there are, like, attack dogs that are in the room, untethered, and are probably gonna come for you.
Faster than me, though?
I don't know if they're faster than you, but like at this point, saying like, oh, wait, I give up. The dogs might not get the memo.
What if I run into the cage and shut it?
And you're safe. You don't even have to roll.
Surrendering is a free action, I see. I don't know what to do. Class, what do you think? Run or surrender?
Surrendering sounds cute. I mean,
it does feel narratively satisfying.
What's your movement speed if you like just focus on getting out of here?
I was going to say either surrender.
I could
or
go 135.
So flee or surrender.
How lucky you feel about rolling.
I feel good, confident. Got the bad ones out.
Up to you then.
Justin, I see the look in your eye. What do you think? Did we feel like this was going so well before the last like 4 minutes? No.
I got it.
Last time though, last episode, it was
going
good.
I got distinct nefarious.
As soon as the tone
shifted
to
you can come. Manor, like.
You know what? I think they have free time. That was the moment where I was like, ooh, we should not be following this.
When I rolled a 4 on my insight, I also said, this looks fine.
Yeah,
everything's
that's true.
Fine.
You did. Only Cal knows what Cal should do.
Yeah, I'm going to run away.
All right.
Yeah, turn tail and get
I'll take that opportunity attack. I'll dash as a action, use a key point to dash as a bonus action, and then go all the way out.
When you use a key point to dash as a bonus action, do you not also get the benefits of disengage?
I do. Yeah, you're right. So I just leave. I leave super fast. I'm like, oh, you know, wrong mayor. I thought this was Looneyville. Woo!
So you run out. As you start to run, this guy is going to shout intruder.
Fair.
So you're running past the door to the smithy. Mm-hmm. You see him grab his smithing hammer and start to follow you. He is not fast enough to catch up to you.
Yes.
You are able to get to the chute. I need an athletics check for you not to stumble as you climb the rope up.
Could
it's
I
DC 10.
Could I argue in acrobatics?
You could.
Yay.
Oh. 10 on the die.
10 on the die. 10 on the die.
You make it out.
Good.
You make it up.
You I pull the rope out. Up with me.
Pull the rope up. Smart. That's a great idea. What now? As you are hearing commotion from like the lower levels of this manor.
Sneak right back down in. I'm kidding.
don't do that to me.
Oh. Can you imagine though? What a power move.
We're 5 minutes into the podcast. I've already had to pivot 4 times.
So all of this is under the mayor's house?
Yes.
I couldn't see nothing.
Office. House.
Okay. I was gonna say climb on top of the building and watch them all scatter out beneath you.
It's a good idea.
Like Batman.
Like Batman.
With your cowl pulled.
With
right
your
over
cape
your...
fluttering
behind you. Yeah. But just the total, very foppish.
Fabbish.
Fabbish.
Yeah.
All right.
You are canonically fabbish.
I shut the door, the window door, and then, have I seen any other lion people around this town?
No.
All right, I'm just going to go run off and hide in the forest, which I know very well around here, because I don't want to get all these guys arrested, too.
All right.
Oh, but maybe they will already. I'm going to run as fast as I can back to the inn.
All right. That guy clocked you coming down the stairs with us.
I look up on top of the building. I'm like, I could get up there. I could go back in. I'll just go hide in the woods. And then I'm like, nah, but all my friends. And I'm like, yeah, they'll be better off without me, just like everyone else in my life. Aww. And then I look and I'm like, duh. And then I turn around and I run back to the inn.
All right. I want give me a constitution save as you sprint the distance to the inn.
Eight.
You are able to make it, but I'm going to say you gain 1 level of exhaustion from all the sprinting.
That seems fair.
So Cal bursts back in through the back door of this, of the Stonehill Inn. You guys see him just like, pant, like so out of breath, panting.
Where the hell did you go, dude?
Well, you all right?
Yeah, no. So there was a guy. Okay, really quick now. So
should we go back up to the room?
No, it's too late.
Okay.
So there was a guy, okay? I followed him back to the mayor's house. I went down to investigate, tried to sneak in, didn't work at all. So then they tried to lock me into a cell with a bunch of dogs, which I was like, dogs, cats, dogs,
you know.
You know that whole rigmarole. Anyway, that guy definitely saw all 4 of us together, so I was like, oh, I'll run into the woods. But then I decided, maybe I won't run into the woods. So I came back here to let you guys know that I don't know what to do.
Can I use my hat of disguise self on him?
Yeah.
Was it attunement? Like, does he need time to before he can use it? Or no. Okay, cool. I plop my hat on you, and so you can disguise. Oh, this is a magic hat. You can look however you want, so you don't have to look like you.
Ah, great. Okay. I think real hard, and I'm going to look like that lady who wouldn't give me the drinks.
Okay, back from Shuttertown?
Yeah, back from Shuttertown.
All right, you look like that lady from
my
Shuttertown.
My mortal enemy.
All right, now everybody just act casual in case they come here.
All right, I'm gonna go sit over there just in case you guys all get arrested. Then I can come rescue you in like a ironic twist.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
I give the bar guy 25 Winky Bucks, and I'm like, just don't say anything.
Everybody in this
The bartender place. Looks at you, grabs the 25 Winky Bucks, and says, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Great.
Okay, hell yeah. Guys, so we're going to have to pivot here. We're going to have to pivot real hard, because you look like a scareman again. You're no longer a little wee munchkin man.
Don't look at my head.
Oh, that's good, though. Now you are also disguised by being undisguised.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's true.
I have a disguise self, and I have a disguise kit. We can all get disguised.
Let's all get disguised, guys. Makeover montage!
Yes.
Yeah, I guess let's all try and make ourselves
let's
not look
all
like
disguise.
Ourselves.
All right, so give me a couple disguise kit checks, Dolores. It's going
to
be...
I don't know how to do any of this.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be your proficiency bonus, and I don't know.
Deception, right? For disguise kit?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I have disguise kit and disguise self. What should I do when
disguise
later?
Self is something you can cast on your like on your person to just magically
just
look however you
right
want.
Now.
I'm gonna need
he's gonna need some kit work.
Perfect.
So yeah, give me roll a d20, add your proficiency bonus, which is a 3, and then I think charisma for makeup tutorials, right?
18.
Sure.
No doubt. 18? Total or just on the die?
Total.
Total, an 18. How do you make Terry look different with your disguise
so
kit?
So my disguise kit is hair dye and makeup, I think I'm going to give, I don't know. What do you want to look like? I think I'm going to make Terry a beautiful woman with a short haircut.
Lovely. With an 18, you get Terry to be a passable woman with a short haircut.
Perfect.
And your name could be Terry, because that's a gender-neutral name.
We should how do take I look, his guys?
Wait,
to,
try on
dress.
A lady voice.
How do I look, guys?
Beautiful.
Don't talk.
Oh my goodness, you're so beautiful.
Okay.
So pretty. You're so pretty.
I screwed up.
All right. So you guys, you're Terry, you're all made up. Cal, you're a lady from Shuttertown. Sunny is
a
scarecrow. And
yeah, I guess so.
Dolores, are you going to cast disguise self and look different, or are you just going to chill as yourself for now?
I'm not chilling as myself alone. I'm disguising myself.
All right. What do you look like?
Because it's magic, can I be like a short person? Because isn't everyone here short?
The way disguise self works is you can look however you want, but your physical properties are still there. So you can look shorter, but if someone was to
stick their hand where your
head is, your head is still there.
Okay. I'm gonna give myself blonde hair, and I'm super duper tan, like a valley girl.
Cool.
You know, California kind of lady.
Heck yeah. Love it.
I was still a scarecrow when we came here.
Yes.
So people did see me with Cal as a scarecrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I also have a disguise kit.
Okay.
So
us, dude.
I want to look around.
You came prepared, you guys.
And turn myself into a lady scarecrow.
That'll work.
Oh, that way. If anybody has, we're on a girl's trip.
We're on a bachelorette trip.
Yeah.
Yay.
So,
this is nice.
I can find maybe a mop or something to make long hair.
Oh.
Or braids.
I love it.
Sean,
your face says you don't love it, but we love it.
See if I can put some rouge on my cheeks.
We are so pretty.
I couldn't love it anymore.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're able
I
to
take
find.
Take my bolo tie off and
put it in your hair.
Oh, I put it in my hair.
So you got your bolo tie in your hair. I'm going to say that, roll me an investigation check. Yeah, so Sonny's going to go looking through some trash piles for some stuff to make himself look like a lady.
Can I help?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I will help you.
Help?
To give you
advantage. Well, there's only one help action, so she has advantage. That's a
wrap.
Okay, that's going to be an 18.
All right, with an 18, you're able to find an old threadbare corset that you can throw under to give yourself some shape. You find a mop.
I would like to rearrange some of my straw to give me curves.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, with the constriction of your midsection, the cask of fine spirits you have needs to be shunted down. So now your lower half.
Oh, you got that badon.
No,
oh,
I got it.
Straight butt.
Do people still say cake?
People will get drunk off that badonk.
Hey.
Yeah. Damn.
What is cake?
It's a butt.
It's a butt.
What?
A nice butt is cake.
Got cake?
It's cake.
Yeah,
yes.
Cake.
You haven't heard that song?
What's
synonymous with junk?
No, I've heard the cake cover of
I
Will Survive. Yeah,
fucking great cover.
It's a great cover. So we're not talking about that.
No.
Is that not what we're referencing when we say cake?
No.
I am so utterly confused.
We're gonna move on. You old man.
Yeah. So you guys are all on your bachelorette party.
Who is getting married? We needed to figure this out.
Oh yeah, who's getting married?
It could be me, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
You're the pretty one.
Yeah. What's your name?
I'm the only friend.
What's your name? We should all come up with names really quick.
Okay. Why
I'm gonna
is this
be Gladys.
So I was going to say Dorothy. I like that.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to go with that.
Hell yeah.
I like Gladys. That you picked an old lady name. And the first old lady name I thought of
was
Dorothy.
Then if we're going old lady names, I would like to be Agnes.
Nice.
I feel like a Prudence.
Oh, great. Agnes, Prudence, Dorothy,
Prudence.
And me. Because I don't remember.
Oh, wait. No. Can I be Gail?
Yeah.
Gail.
Dorothy,
Gail.
Dorothy, Gail, Prudence.
This is the bad golden.
And me.
Golden
man, I can't remember my name. What was my name?
Gladys.
Gladys.
Gladys, yes.
Gladys.
Great. Love it.
This is going great so far.
All right. And you'll be.
Nick, shut up!
Sorry.
You'll be Nicole?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Nicole.
I put some lipstick on Nick's weird axe mouth.
Yes! Can we take some charcoal? Give him some, like, eyelashes?
Yes.
Do I look good?
You're beautiful.
You look Hell yeah.
Well, okay. how's your girl? How's your feminine voice?
I'm Nicole.
Yeah.
Crushed Nicole.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's all...
I like chopping.
Bartender, four shots.
Should we be four cosmos, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Four cosmos. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. So they mix you up four cosmopolitans. Pink and frankly delicious.
I love it.
And everyone make me a perception check based on hearing. So if any of you get hearing boosts.
Just Tito.
Is he rolling? Have I been rolling the whole time for him?
He could roll for that.
You can roll whatever you want.
Roll
man.
For Tito? I don't have his.
You said perception?
It's a 16 for Agnes, was that? Right?
No.
Prudence. 16 for Prudence.
Hi, Agnes.
I thought you were Gail.
Oh, shit. I changed it, didn't I?
I guess, yeah.
My name is Agnes Gale.
Wait, this was a perception?
Perception. Okay. Perception. You're trying to hear stuff.
I got a 19.
So
19?
I got a 23.
23?
I'm going to roll for 25. Tito.
25, excellent.
Yes, indeed.
What does it mean if Tito gets a hearing?
I'm becoming more English.
Means he has advantage.
Her name is Tina, and she gets an 18.
All right.
Tina, we love it. We're in love.
Put a little bow in Tito's hair.
Absolutely.
You know, the thing I like best about this, this is Tito, by the way.
Tito!
I still get to call you Big D. It isn't bad news.
See, that's the love you find in the world, and that's important. And you're getting married!
Oh, stop, you guys! Oh, my God.
Yes. You guys heard a lot of commotion outside. It sounds almost like there's like this late night celebration going on.
The strippers are here.
Outside. Oh my God, you didn't.
You guys. Stop it. I said no strippers.
Yeah, well. Kind of over all of this crowd noise, you hear some bongo music.
What in the world could that be?
I guess we should try and blend in, you guys.
Let's go party!
Hey, bartender, what's going on out there?
Our late night delivery is here.
Oh. Sexy. I like it.
Okay. You should go check it out. You have no idea.
Late night delivery?
Okay.
What is that I mean, code for?
I don't know. Let's go find
out. You're just doing this for us.
We have to hold on to the illusion.
We gotta.
This is our pill illusion at this point. We have to stick to it.
All right. Well, let's get on out there, you guys.
All right.
Okay. Hey, so I love this.
You guys head out and you see a large crowd. It seems to be like most of the town has turned up. They're all around this very large laden wagon. It has a lot of different crates.
It's gonna be prisoners.
It has a lot of crates and atop it is one Gillikin man, very, like, extravagant clothes. He's got, like, a leather, almost, like, old-timey, like, flight cap on his head. And sticking out of it are two ram's horns.
Okay.
And he is just rocking on the bongos. You see almost like a wind spirit, like an unseen servant, kind of running a booth, taking money in exchange for goods. And immediately, Dolores, you recognize this guy.
Who? I recognize which one?
The guy with the ram horns and the old-timey hat and the bongos.
Do I?
You do. And it's been a couple episodes, we're going to do a flashback.
Oh.
So, Dolores.
Yeah.
You are...
I'm trying to remember who this is.
I was going
to
say, you look so, like, taken up, like...
I'm flipping through the pages of my mind.
You're about to find out. We're flashing back to knowing.
To 3 years ago. Ooh. It's March in Chicago, and that means C2E2 is in town, which is the annual Chicago Comic-Con and Expo. So the diner where you work, a lot of nerds, a lot of costumes. And I say this with all the love in the world. A little bit of nerd smell.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been there.
It smells like this room.
A little bit. So it's your lunch break and you're taking a walk. Just in the park, just to get out of there.
Right.
It's a nice enough day.
Mm-hmm.
On your way to the park, in this, like, right by this lion statue, that it's a copper statue, so it's all, like, that faded green color. Mm-hmm. You see this exact dude. No leather cap, but this almost the same outfit, purple skin, which you don't really think too much of.
Oh, right. It's C2E2. I was like, wait a minute.
Comic-Con's in town. There are weird people. Yeah, you're right. And this guy is just rocking on the bongos.
Uh-huh.
Buskin. He's got a really, really cool hat on the pavement, collecting, like, getting a little bit of money from people. He's doing things with the bongos you didn't even know were possible. There's, like, harmonies and shit. It's insane. And he looks right at you.
In this flashback?
In this flashback. Uh-huh. And he's like, oh, how's it going, hero?
Whoa. In this flashback?
In this flashback. He calls you. He looks at you and says, how's it going, hero?
I say, how's it going, weirdo? I'm not a Comic-Con person. Dolores. Clearly, I'm a nerd. But Dolores is not, that's not her vibe. So.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's chill, man. I get that a lot with mm-hmm. the weird thing. It's kind of nice. Yo, I get a sense about people, and I've been around, so I want you to know, it's gonna be okay.
You fortune teller or something?
Yeah, something like that. Just keep going forward, and you'll be okay.
Uh-huh. I feel distrust.
Fair.
As I have every time someone's tried to be cryptic to me so far.
Fair. He's also gonna say, but I got good news. You're not gonna have to do it alone.
It?
Yep. All keep right. going forward. And you won't be alone. And then you hear a car backfire from off in the distance.
Uh-huh.
You turn your head.
Mm-hmm.
You turn back.
Mm.
And this guy's gone.
Oh, shit.
And in his place is a tiny little white puppy.
No!
No!
The origin of
yes!
Snow.
Oh, wow!
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 Chewing on a plastic empty bottle. Like a flask-sized plastic bottle
uh-huh.
of Tito's vodka.
So precious.
And now you're back in Loonville. Eyes on the guy who, I don't know if he gave you Tito, but, like, led to you getting Tito.
I was, in my mind, I was like, is he Tito? Because, like, it's not what I pictured.
No. Tina is still right.
Right,
next to you.
Tina. Sorry, I was gonna say that's not what I would have pictured Tina to be if Tina were bipedal. So
yeah, very different.
Okay.
Oh, he's cute. You guys see this night market?
Guys, I think I know that guy.
I'm sorry, what?
I think I like know him from Chicago.
Hey, you're getting married, like
how?
He's handsome, though.
I feel like I know that guy, you guys.
Like, oh my god.
Is this like one of those, you know that
you're
guy?
Like, know him.
I feel like I, like, know him.
Guys, I think I, like, know him, too.
Oh my god,
oh my god.
Tina!
You just gotta go talk to him.
Yeah, go talk to him.
Is he still up on his...
Is he, like,
still accessible? Rocking the bongos.
Okay.
Can I, like, I'm gonna take out Winky Books. I'm like,
excuse me, sir.
He, cool. He's gonna.
Yeah,
exactly.
Winky give me a straight charisma check.
Oh, God, okay. 14.
14's gonna be enough. He notices you, gives a little wave, hops off, but leaves the bongos, and they seem to still be playing.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll walk over to you and be like, hey, it's the hero.
Where have you been? Who are you?
Man.
What is going on right now?
They call me Chongo.
Chongo?
Yeah, I play the bongos.
Oh, what a pleasure.
Name.
That's a cute name.
Thanks, man.
I'm Gladys.
Gladys?
I curtsy.
Me too.
You're also Gladys?
No, I also curtsy.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I'm Dorothy, and this is Tina.
Dorothy,
and I'm
Tina.
Like spinning my finger, my hair. In
cool.
My fingers.
He gives you a big wink.
I wink back. Yeah. Like,
yep.
He knows what's up.
Yeah. Yeah. This is. It's lovely to meet you, ladies.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you, Chongo. We've all heard of you and your excellent bongo playing,
musical prowess.
Yeah, we're super big fans.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's real cool. I appreciate you guys. That's good stuff.
Hell yeah, dog.
I'm gonna, like,
yeah,
bonus action talk to Dolores in her brain.
Yeah.
Be like, did you want to, like, question this guy? Should we get him away from, like, all the people.
Can we buy you a drink?
Yeah, like, can we get you a drink?
Oh, guys, thanks, man. But I'm here running the night market. I can't just leave my cart. As you can see, my cashier doesn't have a head. It's a wind spirit.
Oh, of course. But we've all been there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I just started. Decided to hop into this place, do a couple runs.
In this place? What does that like mean? Like, what do you mean?
Like Oz.
Wait, you like from here?
No, man. I don't like to think that I'm from anywhere. You know, it's about where you are.
Wow.
Wow.
That's so deep. Wow. I like it.
I'm here impressed. Right now, and that's what I like.
Wow, you're so ahead of your time.
He's present in the moment.
He really is. Important.
Isn't this guy just the greatest?
Gosh. Yeah, I love this guy. He's hot.
Left article.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Axe Lady.
Okay, so this is a night market?
Yeah.
Girls.
That's cute.
Should we, like, do a little shopping?
We should totally shop. Okay.
I know none of you guys have money, so yeah. I got you.
I was going to say, this one's on you.
Yeah.
That's not true. I have 10 Winky Bugs.
Oh, you still have that?
I am actually at -5 Winky
You are,
bugs.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay.
I mean, we'll catch up later. It's nice of you to treat everyone.
Yeah, look, it's Dorothy's party, so, like, whatever, and I'll pay for her stuff, and you guys can just hit me back later.
Sure. Yeah. We'll get you back.
Slowly digging myself further. Hey, guys.
Just so you know, you can also exchange if you don't want to spend money.
I reach
we'll
inside.
Take goods.
Oh my God. We are not prostitutes. We are not that. What?
You guys are new here, right?
I see. You just said you're new here.
Not at all, actually.
Oh, because the night market is like an exchange of goods and stuff. Like helpful goods.
What could I get for this piece of straw?
Nothing. That's not useful to anyone.
I tuck it back inside.
Okay.
All right. Let's see your wares.
Sure, man.
That's all I really have.
And then he's going to kind of flutter up back to his bongos and start playing again. You guys start looking through the wares, and first thing you notice is that these are all yellow. All of the fruit that is on display, all of the food, the clothing, you see toys, little statues, doilies, tunics, and now you notice that in exchange for these yellow goods, people are giving money, but they're also exchanging, like, food or alcohol or different sized clothing, fresh fabrics, things like that.
But all the goods are yellow.
All the goods that are coming off the cart are yellow. Most of the goods that are going back on the cart in exchange are purple.
That makes sense.
I have a pair of fresh shorts that I've had for so long in my inventory. I'd like to try and exchange them for some sort of purple tunic or cloak or something of that nature.
Yeah, they'll give you a straight up exchange.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
They're nice shorts.
They're nice shorts.
It was an ex of mine. He's not in the picture anymore, so I still had him, and I don't want to give him back to him. I don't want to see the bastard ever again.
No need to explain, man. Your personal business about shorts is your personal business about shorts.
Chongo, you're so cool.
Thanks, brah.
Cool. So I get a purple cloak.
Yeah,
or tunic.
I will say that your arms are still metal, and your legs are still metal. So, like, inquiring minds might be able to put two and two together unless you get, like,
pants?
Sleeves.
Pants.
A tunic, traditionally.
That's why
tunic. We'll go with tunic.
Dope purple tunic. I'm going to say it's like a Link-style tunic.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's kind of cute like a dress, too.
It goes down, like, well past my knees, right?
Yeah, like, so if you put a belt around the waist, it'll make a nice figure.
That's what I was thinking, Nicole.
Like, absolutely. You always know exactly what I should be wearing.
You know, it's a
show
you know,
off that little waist.
We help each other out, man, and that's what I like to focus on.
Okay. Sonny, you have weaver's tools, right?
Correct.
Does anyone else have any tool proficiencies? I have brewer's supplies.
I do, yes.
I have herbalism, tinkers, weaver's, disguise kit. Those are my proficiencies.
All right, nice. Cool. Then I want, Cal, you can make a brewer's tools check, and you can make a weaver's tool check.
The 17.
17, excellent.
What do I add to it?
Your proficiency bonus, and for this one, I'm going to say intelligence.
14.
pal. There are some, like, bottled beers and spirits and stuff here.
Ooh.
And with your knowledge of brewing, you can tell that this is homemade stuff.
Ah.
This isn't mass-produced. Okay. This didn't come from, like, a big batch beer. These are, like, nice, home-crafted spirits. Oh,
meow.
There's the inspiration. Yes.
We'd get there. Okay. I run back
with your
can
14.
Can I use my autonome?
The DC was 15, so you don't even have to roll.
Yes.
Right, yes, cool. You notice the same thing about the clothing. Some of it is very fine quality, but you'll see, like, kind of rookie stitching mistakes and things of that nature.
Is this shoddy workmanship?
Not necessarily shoddy, just not specialized. It's like... It's the difference between going to buy a dress and, like, having your mom make you a dress.
Mm.
Like, there's still potential for good quality, but, like, the rough edges aren't all seamed out. Like, if you flip it inside out, some of the seams, one half of the fabric will be longer. The stitches will be inconsistent. Still
not
quality,
mass
inconsistent.
Produced.
Not mass produced.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's also not, like, expertly made. Like, this wasn't made by someone who, like, apprenticed as a tailor and does this all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to be homemade.
Okay, well, I skip back up to our room, and I grab the two oars from the boat that I have in my inventory.
Okay.
Because I took those, but we haven't mentioned them often.
Yeah.
Hey, could I maybe trade these two oars for, like, maybe one of these bottles here? Can I make, like, a persuasion check to try to get more than one?
You can absolutely make a persuasion check.
I would love to. 12.
Dude, I... fucking hate to say no, so I won't, and I'll give you one bottle of alcohol. Honestly, oars without a boat aren't terribly useful, and I'm taken into a landlocked country, so we're probably not gonna get a lot. So
maybe,
like,
you could sell them as like a pizza paddle.
Oh,
just
my
trim
goodness.
Down a little bit.
It's
and
so,
like,
rustic.
You could totally,
look at
yeah,
it.
Exactly. You could hang it up over
you could
an
use
apartment.
It for flatbreads.
So true.
Wow.
So true.
Yeah. You guys have a lot of great ideas. I'm not exaggerating. This is the smartest bachelorette party I've ever come into.
Oh my God, stop it.
You know what? We are night people, so it's actually like we woke up like 2 hours ago, so we are not there yet, and we are not even close to done. We're just getting started.
Wow.
So I do need this one.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting it. Oh, yeah. Right, so absolutely. he hands you a, it looks like a clay jug stopper, normal cork, wax seal, and he'll be like, this is a fine, deep milk stout.
Ooh.
That sounds so yummy. You seem like a well-traveled man.
Yeah, I've been to Faerun, I've been to Earth, I've been to Barovia,
Have you been to Winky Country?
Yeah, man.
Nice.
That's where so I just cool. came from.
You wouldn't happen to have come into contact with Clitorion?
No, dude.
Seems like you might be able to find him.
Ma'am?
Or her.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you very politely. Don't say that name very loud.
That's why, while I'm whispering.
Yeah.
And shuffling my shoulders
oh,
cutely.
Good. Yes, oh, so cutely. Yeah, I'll say that she's the one I'm helping out with this round.
You mentioned you were going back to a landlocked country.
Yeah.
Where, pray, are you heading next, if it's not too much for me to ask?
I think I'm going to do two more runs. So I'm going to go back to Winky Country and back here two more times, and then I feel like I'm done with Oz.
Our friend Dorothy here, she's always wanted to see Winky Country and has never had the opportunity.
Oh,
we have
God.
Another week before the wedding, and I'm thinking, guys...
Oh my
Girl
God!
Trip?
Should we just do
oh
it?
Oh my goodness! Should we just do it?
We want to go to Winky Country. Do you think that we might be able to hitch a ride with you?
Everybody, flutter your eyelashes.
Flutter.
Can we make a group
eye
flutter check?
You can make a group eye flutter check. The DC is going to be 15. Chongo's pretty smart.
Performance, perception.
Definitely not perception.
That's you're right. I just looked at it. I was like, that's a six.
Performance.
Oh,
performance
well,
or persuasion.
They're based on it. Okay.
Cool.
You said it could be persuasion?
Yep.
Okay, 20.
20, nice.
Yeah. That's 16. I'm going to use my inspiration.
16.
Because I rolled a 2.
15.
15.
Right on.
It was a group check.
You are good. My eyelashes.
They're just painted.
Oh, it's terrifying. like, it's just like free burlap, like janky.
Stop doing that.
That is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
I'm sorry.
Listen, I would love to take you, and you ladies are a hoot, so I would even do it pro bono. You just gotta get permission from my boss.
Awesome. How do we find your boss? How can we ask if we don't know where they are?
You should try to be where they are.
When are you heading out? Oh my god.
I don't understand.
I'm going to stay here for tomorrow night and then the morning after I'm going to head out, cuz I got to gather supplies tomorrow, see what surplus, talk to the mayor, see what you know, if she would want to donate anything to the cause or whatever, man.
Great. Do you like the mayor?
Yeah.
Is she forgiving of trespassers?
That's such a specific question, man.
You know what? I open up the milk stout and I'm like, would you like some?
No, thanks, man.
Okay, I drink a lot of it.
Okay, cool. Cool. It's real good. It is
wonderful.
It is, yeah.
I gotta find this guy. I think in my inner monologue.
You can tell that it's the inner monologue because of the voice.
Yeah.
It's real good.
I guess
we're going back for the night?
Unless, yeah. I mean, we gotta find Clitorion.
So you're leaving the day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow, man.
But we have a meeting with Clitorion tomorrow evening.
And we just need to pretend to be women for 3 days so that we can avoid the mayor.
It's fine.
Yes.
This is going great. I'm super confident.
Well, thanks for everything, Chongo. You're such a
Chongo.
If we get permission from the boss, Big Wink.
Yeah.
Where should we meet you to depart?
Ooh, I'm going to be staying at the Stonehill Inn.
No. Oh my god.
Convenient. So convenient.
That's where we're staying.
Oh, that actually makes sense. It's the only inn in town.
Yeah. Stop it. You're so funny.
So funny.
Have you met Frank?
Yeah, Frank's great.
Oh, we should get you and Frank together in a room. I just want to see it.
I agree.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd love to be in a room with Frank if that's where Frank is.
Yeah.
In the room with me.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Girls, yes. I feel like we did an awesome job here.
You did.
So good. I got this beautiful purple tunic and yes. I was just so looking forward.
You look so good in it.
Oh, it's
so good.
You really look so good.
It doesn't make
good.
My ass look fat.
No, in the right way.
Fat like yes, girl.
Oh, you are my bitches. I knew it.
Work that cute little cupcake.
Taste my stout.
Well, we're going to leave you to it, Chongo. We'll hopefully see you the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, ladies. Whatever is best for you. I hope that happens, man.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
And we'll leave and go back to our room, right?
So, you guys...
Oh, no, we got to pretend to be a bachelorette party now.
Real fast.
Oh,
we said we just
you guys
got to
get so fucked up. I that's why I said that.
We said we just woke up hours ago.
We're going to get fucked up.
All right.
Girl, stop.
No, so you guys...
Here.
So you guys start to turn. Cal.
Yes.
As you turn to walk away, you accidentally bump into someone.
Oh. Excuse me. Oh, gee.
You look up into this man's face and you have to do a double take because it looks a lot like Tall Marin. But this guy is significantly older.
Oh.
And now you remember that the reason you guys had the bachelor party here is because Tall Marin let you crash with his parents.
Oh.
So Tall Marin's parents are in town at this night market.
Oh my goodness.
So you are looking up into the face of Garfinkel Marin.
Garfinkel?
Jesus.
And you are fully disguised as a normal ass munchkin lady. So he bumps into you and just looks at you and is like, oh, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, no. No problem at all.
Susan! Susan! And then he walks off to find his wife.
Good old Garfinkel and Susan.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, come here, come in close.
Come in close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, one of my friends from back in the war day, you know? Yeah. that's his parents. That's why we were here, because there was like, we could crash at their house then.
Should we go talk to them?
Do you I don't know to... if their son's dead or not.
Well,
so
it would be a good time to find out then, wouldn't it?
I think maybe...
Probably not while we're disguised.
No,
yeah,
no, while
maybe
we're
tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just be a lady and kind of like try and follow them to their house and sneak around. It worked so good before. I think what could possibly go wrong?
I think that's been enough sneaking for one day there, Cal, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, so maybe we should just head back and get drunk and then I'll find them during the day tomorrow.
Listen, Cal's sneaking has been 100% successful. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
No one's found him. He's here.
That's true. I made it out like Scott.
That's a very good point, Nicole.
Thanks.
Oh, we're back into our voices.
Yes, now we're like talking, so it's like a little bit more.
Sorry, never left. I dropped the voice. I'm back in it now.
Yeah, it's a floor cover, Nick.
Brushed it.
Did Garfinkel look sad?
No, he looked, I would say chipper is the word.
Do I know what his relationship was with his son? They let us stay there for a bachelor party.
Yeah, they were very
party.
Close.
So, oh, good. Good, good, good.
These
good.
People are dope.
Did they liked me?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
They even liked you.
Hey, wow. You got to be a very specific kind of person to like me or me or me.
I couldn't disagree more.
Yeah. Okay, let's get crunk.
Y'all get crazy.
All right. So you guys, party. Everyone, roll me a d20.
Nine.
Just straight.
13.
9. 3. 2.
2.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
All right. So Dolores and Terry have a really good time with a 2. I'm gonna
That's my bitch.
Sonny, you don't, there's a lot of noise and a lot of revelry. At a certain point, you start to get bottom heavy because all the liquid is pooling and all the straw by your butt is extra heavy because you got a cask down there. So it's just like, the whole night, you're just a little uncomfortable.
I feel like as I'm walking, I'm leaving like a slime trail, like a slug. But it's just like alcohol leaking out of me.
It's basically like, the thing where they used to like, they wipe down the bar and they at the end of the night and squeeze it into a cup. It's basically that is dripping
Love
off of
it.
That.
Mm. Yeah.
At one point, the keg ends up in the front.
Shifting stuff around.
All right, fucking and, Mulan where they're using the fruits as
yes, yeah, the fucking best. All right, so fast forward. It is the next morning.
That was fun.
And you guys sleep for another 3-4 hours, and then it's like the mid morning, and it's a brand new day. What do you guys do?
Okay. Good job last night, guys. Great.
Ow.
Oh,
Terry,
yeah.
Terry clutches his
head. I give you a shot of my grain alcohol.
Oh, thank you. Pounds it.
It's all better.
I feel great.
This is how this works.
I mean, yeah, we have a day. We have the day. We got to meet them in the evening. Does anybody have anything they want to accomplish in this time?
I would love to go see Tall Marin's parents.
Okay. Is that, do you feel like that's a solo thing? Should we
Oh, no,
you want
I think
backup?
You guys should come.
Oh, okay, cool. Usually kind of like, you know, fuck off and do your own thing.
I know, it worked terrible though yesterday, so.
do we have to go disguised or are we just kind of trying to be sneaking, get over there so that nobody sees you because you're wanted, right? You're wanted for intrusion.
Trespass. Yeah, probably just me though. Like if I have the hat. And then when I get there, I'll just take the hat off.
Okay.
So they could be like, oh, Cal. I hope they remember me.
Cool. If we're just going as us, I would like to take my corset and my lady bits and stuff them inside with the Winky uniform. So
absolutely.
I'm just creating a stockpile of disguises.
Sounds nice. Good. Smart.
Yeah.
You are stuffed full of disguises.
Starting to get a little chubby in the middle.
Hey, man, there's nothing. Actually, in the art, you got a little.
Yeah, I got a little pop belly.
So, yeah, you guys are, if I'm not mistaken, heading over to the Marin household.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to be. Okay, guys, this is my new disguise. I put it on. I'm now Kevin Van Aaron.
Kevin?
Just while we're walking. Kevin. Yeah, Kevin Van Aaron. That's just me now.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you.
So this is just for a little bit. I'm not really going to talk much after these next four or five sentences. So
seeing as you're,
just so you know.
Lead the way, lead the way, Kevin.
All right, I have a couple drinks to remind myself when I was blackout drunk where Tall Marin's parents live.
Yeah, by the end of the third drink, you are able to remember very specifically.
Ah, all right, let's go.
He leads you through the town. There is
I can't whistle.
A very a very chill town vibe. A lot of people you see walking by are saying hi to each other.
Oh, good morning.
You see Kipper, the bunny from the bartender for
good
the first
morning,
night.
Kipper. I'm the one who went
Sunny.
Up to the Hi.
How's your day been?
It's good. Just started.
Are you enjoying Loontown, Loonville so far?
We are. We had a time at the night market last night.
Oh, good. You got to see the night market. Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Maybe I'll see you back at the bar tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Enjoy your day.
You too. She's buying herself a big old bushel of carrots.
Cute.
And yeah, so you guys you make it all the way to Tall Marin's house. It is this one's like a hobbit hole.
Cool.
A small little mound, couple windows, big circular door.
Peaceful.
All purple.
Real tall inside, though. You'd be surprised. Anyway, I take the hat off now that we're here. And yep. I don't know if this guy's son is alive or dead, so I'm going to ask that just so you guys know. A little bit of prep work.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Tall Marin was a very good friend of mine from the war, but then there was the flood, which is different than the embargoing, as we remember.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm.
So I knock.
You knock on the door. A short, slight woman opens the door, looks shocked, and says, get inside.
Okay, yeah. Okay, come on, guys.
Get in.
These are my friends.
We run. We scurry.
Oh, you guys scurry inside.
Susan, it's so good to see you.
Cal.
I pick her up. I hug her. Oh.
She hugs you back.
Oh, great.
That's cute.
We didn't know if you had made it. We thought you were dead.
I thought maybe I was for a little bit there. It turns out I was drunk, not a ghost. So that's good.
Wow. You still drinking, huh?
Honestly, lately I've had a real bad flashback disorder.
Really?
So I've been trying to kind of ugh, down.
It actually sounds like the best move for that.
Yeah,
you should keep. Absolutely. You should keep doing that.
So these are my three companions.
Hello.
Hi there.
It's nice to
Dolores
meet you.
Dolores Thatch, bad bitch of Chicago.
Oh, I've heard of your work. Love your work.
Goodness.
This is Sunny the Scareman.
Hello.
Crowley.
Hello. You seem very friendly.
Yes. And this is Terry the Chopper Tinman.
Oh, a chopper.
Yeah.
Well, it's lovely to meet you, too.
And his axe, Nick.
I love
that. Hi. Whoa, that's intimidating.
I was about to say he could psychically speak to you, but I didn't get there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm impatient.
Everybody, this is Susan.
Nice to meet you.
Hello, Susan.
Thank you for welcoming us to your home.
Oh, not a problem. Garfinkel, we have company. We have royal company.
Duh.
And he comes out and he's like, oh, Your Majesty, is that what we're doing?
I mean, no.
You seem uncomfortable. All right, Cal, come here.
Yeah, there we go.
Opens up his arms, gives you a big
hug. I lean in. He's tall, right?
He's tall. Your head, how tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
Cool, your head is at his collarbone, so he is, I'm going to say like 6'10", 6'11".
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, guys, come in, please sit down. Have you eaten yet? We were just about to put together like the biggest salad.
We have not.
Sounds delightful.
Sounds fantastic. All Thank you for the hospitality.
Garfinkel goes into the back to start making the salad. Susan sits down with you. She'll bring out some tea for everyone. And just be like, well, Cal, I am so shocked to see you at our doorstep. It's lovely to see you, but what do you think you're doing here? You're in so much danger.
Well, yeah. Well, we're trying to get over into Winky Country.
That's even more dangerous.
Well, we have a reason, which is even more dangerous, so I don't want to tell you all these specifics.
Okay.
But we're trying to find Terry's girlfriend.
Okay, that's nice.
Oh, I miss her so much.
Aww.
Weeps into his salad a little bit.
She passes you a very nice handkerchief that has like lace ruffs around the edge.
Oh, thank you.
Here you go.
Yeah. No. Dabs himself a little bit, blows his nose, and then gives it right back to her. Thank you.
Thank you. And she puts it on the table in front of you in case you need it later.
Yeah, so we're doing that. And then, hey, this is delicate, but you haven't heard from Marin at all, have you?
Yeah, we have.
He made it.
He did.
How is he?
Actually, we just got this letter from him last night at the night market.
Wow. Oh, is he in Winky Country?
He is. Okay. I guess you don't know what happened that night.
No, I have not. A little, but mostly no.
Our son, Ferdinand, that's Tall Marin's first name, which is why he goes by Tall. Ferdinand Marin.
Garfinkel, Susan, and Ferdinand.
Yep.
Yeah, this is my favorite family.
So, apparently that night you passed out.
Yeah.
And because you weren't watching him anymore, Garthen started yelling about going to give Yonan a piece of his mind.
Ah.
Wink, wink. Mm. That's what he kept saying.
Wink, wink.
He kept on saying the wink, wink part.
Oh, he would.
So, Ferdinand tried to stop him. It was a very inappropriate thing to do, especially at that time.
Yeah.
And luckily, Garthen has excellent hearing because of his big elephant ears.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to hear the rushing water before it hit them.
Oh.
And they were able to find a big enough tree where they climbed up it. Of course, Ferdinand had to help Garthen.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to wade out the dangerous parts of the flood.
Wow.
And when, by the time they were able to get back to you, you had already left. They didn't know if you maybe followed them and got swept up by the flood.
Yeah, that inn was... Blech. It got washed away,
yeah.
So... I don't know. I don't know how I lived. Have they heard from Bramblin?
No. Nobody's heard from Bramblin. He was a sweet boy.
He was good. He was a good kid.
He was a good kid.
Dumb as a rock.
As a bag
Apparently
of rocks.
Floated like one.
With all the smart rocks taken out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so afterwards, Ferdinand. Ferdinand and Garthen. you guys done yet?
Yeah, we're good. They're just the brutal.
Yeah, no, it's true. God.
Carry on.
Yeah. Garthen was pretty mad.
Yeah.
So he went to one of the people he knew would take his service and help him get revenge against the Gnome King and his forces. So he enlisted with the wizard.
Yeah.
Ferdinand wasn't quite as keen on working with the wizard. He rejoined the war effort, but he ended up more often in Winky Country. So
okay.
He, when this kind of civil war broke out, his loyalties were more towards Jennebel. They had fought together and she had earned his loyalty.
Okay.
So he was doing some espionage work. You know, that's what he's best at.
Yeah, for such a tall guy, he blends in.
Very well. And he was caught and sent to the Bafflebug Detention Center.
Isn't that where Crowley is?
It is where Al Crowley is.
Sunny.
Out of game. But we just got a letter from him last night that he managed to escape.
Oh.
And he is in Winky Country.
Wow. He was always sneaky.
We are very proud of how clever our son is.
You guys still call him Ferdy?
Every chance we get.
Oh, he hates it. It's so cute.
You know what? It's one of those things where, like, with family, sometimes you gotta take it on the chin.
You gotta rise
always a be our little bitty Ferdy.
Question.
Yeah, Sonny.
So you said that. So Garthen went more towards the wizard, but you said your son had more loyalties towards Jennebel.
Yep.
So what are your feelings on it?
Honestly, we don't really have an opinion. Here in Loonville, Melzina takes really good care of us. The war outside of here hasn't affected us in a really long time. Like, we're right on the border, so there was a time where we were getting almost constantly raided by both sides.
Mm.
Melzina been reinforcing the population, been helping with commerce, and our lives have gotten a lot better in the last couple of years. The kind of tenor in the town is like the war was kind of an outside thing. We kind of don't really care who sits on the throne in the Broadtooth Keep or in the Emerald City. It doesn't, as long as it doesn't affect us, we don't care.
That's reasonable.
All right.
I mean, and especially since we started getting reinforcements from the other countries, things have been pretty peaceful here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who sits on the throne in the Broadtooth Keep?
Spindy Clawford.
No.
But the word is that she married into the Broadtooths.
But
Yonan.
But
Excuse?
Yes?
I'm sorry, what?
Come again?
Wait a minute.
What is he's up? He's alive.
That's the rumor. No one has seen him since the flood. But the word from Castle Broadtooth is that Spindy Crawford sits on the Broadtooth throne through the rite of marrying Yonan.
Well, guys, I got a thing to do later, then.
I was going to say, how do you feel about that?
Well, yeah. I feel like I got
to... Sounds like not something you would be too pleased with, based on what you've told us of the Crawfords.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yes, correct.
Do we need to go storm the castle?
Not today.
Okay.
No. The thing is we are just real close to Winky Country right now. We're halfway through a plan, and we could do something else later.
All
right. If he's... they're not going to kill him. If he's alive, they're not going to kill him. They need him alive. At least until... Do they have kids? I ask Susan?
They do not.
At least until they have kids, they're going to need him.
Gasp.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your restraint, Cal, for not wanting to fire right off there.
He's a tough guy. We're here. Yeah. What are we going to do? Leave? We'll go march hundreds of miles north to come march hundreds of miles south again?
No, that seems silly.
Yeah, when you put it like that, it doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah.
You know, Cal was the leader for a reason.
Yeah, and Yonan was the leader for a reason. He knows how to tough it out. He'll be fine.
Fine.
I drink a drink.
Cal, if you want to try and process that later, we'll be here.
I've got to process it now. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm good. We're good. Everything's good. But Susan, the house looks immaculate.
Thank you. We did some renovations. Can I show you the new bathroom?
Absolutely.
And then they go off, do a nice little show and tell of the house. There's a lot of little paintings.
We just sit here with our salads.
Salad and tea. Garfinkel are like, you guys from around here? Or?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No.
Yeah. Do you like it?
It's
here.
I love it here. I think it's beautiful here.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Me too.
Good.
That's nice.
Good. Yeah.
Have there been any prominent persons disappearing around here by any chance? Or that you've heard of throughout the land?
Let me think.
Anybody gone missing?
Can you give me a timeline? Like, how recently? Because, like, ever...
Last, like, month or two? Maybe?
Last month or two. Nope, no one of importance has gone missing from our town in the last month or two.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
This might be a while, so... Caprese? Do you guys want some caprese salad?
Oh,
caprese. Okay, cool. I'll be right back.
Love that.
All right. So fast forward. You guys have your tea. You guys have your caprese salad. It starts to get to that thing where everyone can tell the hangout's over.
Yeah.
There's like the silences just get a little bit longer, and you're like, all right.
Cool.
Last thing before we go. Why am I super wanted? Oh, exactly.
If the Clawfords found out that another Broadtooth has survived, they would... You know how the Clawfords do. They would probably just kill you on sight.
They're there.
Yeah. And Melzina, her relationship with the Clawfords is... neutral?
Neutral. Oh. It's cordial, but they don't do a lot of... The Clawfords are very insular. They're bad leaders. They don't do much. They collect...
Taxes
and...
Keep it. Yeah.
So... Melzina sends the appropriate taxes at the appropriate time. A lot of the times she doesn't even ask for taxes from the citizens. We don't know how, but she just pays it off herself for the whole town. And then, have you guys been around for the tax collectors? She puts air quotes around tax collectors.
Not yet.
No.
Yeah, they ask what you need and offer what other people have surpluses from.
Oh, so we have seen that once.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't feel like tax collector.
You were in disguise, but from what you told us, they were just like, kind of cool. And we're like, what do you need? And give us something, and then we'll
real
give
socialist
you
around here. It's progressive. Yeah. Oh, I guess. What's Melzina's like trespassing
policies?
Policies.
Yeah. It's
I trespassed. Don't tell her.
Okay. If she doesn't know, then you're probably fine.
Oh, somebody was there. They saw me.
So they did see you.
Yeah.
Breaking in to the mayor's house.
Well, breaking in is accurate, yeah.
What?
Slid into the DMs of the mayor's house.
I'm going to say minimally, she's going to want to question you to find out why.
That's fair.
I mean, every once in a while, like, you know, before this current version of the war started, this was kind of like there was some partiers that would come here. And
yeah.
Every once in a while, some drunk guy on a bachelorette party would break into the house on a dare. And then, you know, once they talked to him and they were like, listen, That's what was crazy. It? It was a dare. I was drunk. Give him a little slap on the wrist. And then they sent him on their way.
Oh, good. So, perfect.
Just Wonderful. Say you were drunk on a dare and they'll probably be fine.
I was drunk on a dare.
Yeah. Wink? Yeah, I knew.
I knew. I woke to the wink for them.
Yeah. It's counterproductive.
Yeah. Right. I'll just have to roll a deception check at that point.
Yeah, it'll be fine. So yeah. is there anything else?
There are people coming up from the prisons. If a crow comes into town from there with a goatee, tell him his son says hello.
Will do.
Thank you.
It's very specific, but I would love to.
Yep.
Oddly specific, but
yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you too, Cal.
Love you guys.
Oh, this was wonderful. Come back again sometime.
I honestly didn't know his name was Ferdinand this whole time.
And he was one of your best mates.
Yeah, well, he liked to be called Tall Marin. That's how he introduced himself.
Oh, well, right. Makes sense. Well, he wouldn't pry into that.
Yeah, it was not my job. Well, technically, I guess it would be. But
yeah. You guys head back to...
the inn? Is there anything else anybody wanted to do?
In with the information that we have, or waiting to meet with Clitorion this evening. Although, no. We don't.
Tomorrow?
I said y'all.
No, this evening.
This evening.
And then, or alternately, we could talk to the mayor and see if maybe she could pull strings to get us into Winky Country.
We could try to go talk to the mayor before...
Mayor seems cool.
Yeah, let's head Honestly, up there. And, let's head up there and try and talk to her. I think she'll probably like forget. Like, come on.
I mean, I'm gonna just stay in disguise unless I get called out. I'm not gonna do anything.
If she somehow knew that you were like
me
with us at some point, then you know we could just pivot. We'll pivot at that point. Let's go talk to the mayor.
So you guys start to head over towards the mayor's big hill house. And as you walk by, you hear the clinking and like the hard impact noises of combat training. And in the center of town, there is this large building that might have been some kind of manor house or store, but looks to be converted into like a barracks. And there's a big field outside with like test dummies, a lot of things that look a lot like Sunny.
Hey!
And you see a group of small munchkin people. And with one or two tall Gillikin, looks like teachers or trainers or whatever, doing exercises out in the yard, like combat exercises, one-on-one combat drills and things like that.
If we ever need to get inside the barracks, I could pretend to be one of those dummies.
That is creative.
That's an excellent idea.
And then they'll just carry me in.
All right, we walk past it.
All right. And as you do, a voice yells out, "Hey, guys!"
We look around.
And you see Bach. Lieutenant Bach.
Oh.
Of the Lollipop Guild.
Oh, shit!
Oh, my God!
What the heck are you doing here, Bach?
I had mentioned we were going to fortify the front lines. This is where we were stationed. What are you guys doing here?
Oh, I didn't realize you were going to North. That's amazing.
Louisville is the front?
Well, it's as close as you can get. And still be in a town. We're training here. Turns out our combat prowess isn't as good as we thought. We got overtaken pretty easily. You know, we contacted the Linda, and she contacted the mayor, and the mayor said that she would be willing to host us while we got a little bit of upgraded combat training.
Oh, Jerry, didn't you want to ask him? Remember when we rescued them and you were like, oh, we should have asked them a bunch of questions, but it was too late.
Oh, yeah.
And now you have your chance.
In your drunken stupor, do you remember any of the conversation that you had with somebody who had two arms before and may still have both or not?
Absolutely.
Oh, where everyone has a pencil out ready to do.
Oh, all right. She was asking about morale in the military and the mood of the citizenry in Munchkinland.
What was your answer, if you remember?
Dude, I was so good. See, every time she asked me a question, I thought of what the opposite was, and I said that as the answer. Right, right, right?
Uh-huh.
So when she said, like, how's morale doing? Morale's pretty good. So I said, bad. Yeah, 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 yeah. And then she was like, what's the mood of the citizenry? And I would say it's content, but I said discontent. Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Virginia. Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's nice to meet you too, Virginia. Didn't you guys have a big, really big lion person with you
last
time?
Yeah, he drank too much and got problematic, so, you know, we kind of moved on.
We kind of lost that guy a ways back there. It's a shame.
Yes, they never mentioned him before, but it sounds like he was a real piece of shit.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't go that hard. He did.
He's being problematic while he's drinking. He's problematic the rest of the time.
Ooh. That's actually so true.
Yeah.
And now we've got Virginia here to slot in his place because she's so level-headed and not at all an alcoholic. Isn't that right, Virginia?
Absolutely.
That is, I guess that's an upgrade. Honestly, I was looking forward to seeing him. He was a fun guy. But whatever, neither here nor there. It's great to see you guys. Thank you so much for the rescue again.
Where are you heading after your training here specifically, Bach, if you don't mind my asking?
Ooh, I think after this, we'll probably be stationed in along the Quadling front. They got a big trench in between Quadling country and Winky country, so I'll probably be manning the Quadling side of the trench, me and my guys. We're not as useful here. We don't have forest skills. You guys saw there was not a lot of jungle in Marshland.
How are you going to get over there specifically?
We're going to get in a wagon, and the wagon's going
to
go.
And you're going to go all the way back around the Emerald City and the Poppy Field and all of that to get down to Quadling Country on the opposite corner of where we are right now?
Yeah. Do you have a faster way to get there?
That's a good point.
I mean,
hey, look, if these guys just are, like, in transit most of the time, I'm okay with that. I mean, they're just guys. I don't want Bach to be doing any fighting.
Imprisoned at the camp.
Like a night or two?
Just a night or two?
Yeah. I feel like he should have a more specific answer to like how long he was kidnapped for a night or two. I'm going to say 36
hours. 36
hours.
36 hours.
All right. If I don't know, just enemies in a war, like, I don't know, none of the munchkins really seem like roughed up or anything.
Oh, no, they're actually really nice to us. They made sure that we had enough water. We all got like comfortable, like cots to sleep on. They made sure we got enough food.
You know, I remember there being a lot of jugs of water laying around when we rescued you guys. It was nonsensical to pay attention to them.
I thought it was crazy, but apparently they just kept you very
I knew they were important.
Watered and weren't at all mean to you.
Yeah, actually.
Prisoners of war.
Right? Well,
here's
that's
the thing.
I want to be a prisoner
questions.
Of war.
Here's the thing, right? So while Major Mabel Manx was questioning me.
Major Mabel?
Major Mabel Manx. While she was questioning me, I was questioning her back.
Oh. Yeah, what'd you get?
I was like, why are you being so nice? Right?
Right. Yeah, it's a question.
I also want to know, yeah, why?
And she was basically like, oh, because we're all like one people. Like, we want this war to end, and when it ends, we don't want there to be a lingering hostility between the Winkies and the Munchkins and the Quadlings and the Gillikins. They want Oz to be whole again. So they thought being unnecessarily mean to us would breed bad feelings between the countries. And also, you know, you got to think of the public relations side of the war, because a lot of war is getting the citizenry in on it, right?
Yeah.
So you think about it from that perspective. One of us gets away, one of us, you know, gets back, and then we tell all of the other countries that we were tortured by Winkies. Winkies are now the bad guy. Mm-hmm. We escaped imprisonment, and we only have nice things to say about them. It's really hard to stoke up the fires of war with that. So either they're nice people, or they're diabolical masterminds.
What do you think the wizard wants for the land? Like, you know how the witch over there is like, we want, like, they're trying to make it whole again.
Yeah.
What do you think the wizard has the same goal?
Oh, I don't know. How are you supposed to predict the thought process of a guy who turns an entire city into a bog, you know?
That's a very valid
Well, I guess, like, is he doing things to promote relations between the countries?
Well, from a certain perspective, he's keeping the war going. So, like, he's promoting a lot of cooperation between the three countries that are on the same side of the war, but Winky Country, they're in rebellion, is how it seems to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, thank you so much, Bok, for coming up and talking to us again.
Yeah,
it was, to see you again, pal.
You too. It's so good to know that you guys are safe. If you ever see Cal again, let him know that I'm still grateful, even though he's problematic.
Yeah, we will.
We will tell him that.
We will certainly do that.
Give our regards to the guild.
We will. They're all over there. Guys, say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Regards.
Hi.
Regards.
What ho?
Regards.
Did you guys ever figure out what operation? What was it?
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Oh, yeah. That was, again, that was another piece of information I got from her.
Oh.
No big deal. It was that they were trying to disrupt supply lines to the front under the assumption that rather than starve to death on the front lines, the army would desert. And then there's less danger, less conflict.
Sure. Gives them a chance to rebuild.
Rebuild, okay. Maybe retaliate. Not her words, but like that's what I think.
Sure, yeah.
So,
create a vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So okay, great. It seems like asymmetrical warfare is what I would call it. I just learned that word today.
Yeah.
Non-Euclidean, haven't learned that one. What kind of warfare is that?
That is warfare that defies geometry and physics. It's quite difficult.
Wow.
You really, it just has to be all wizards at that point.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Not ideal for around here.
Yeah, we only got the one wizard. Yeah. So. Cool. I should really get back. They're useless without me.
They've all just been like standing around like licking their lollipop swords.
Well, okay. That's what that tastes like. That's the other thing is their swords are no longer lollipops. They've upgraded to metal. So they are licking it, but just looking very disappointed.
One more question.
For Bok or for Sean?
For Bok.
Yeah, this is Bok.
What is the source of contention between the two factions?
Like where I come from, it's all about like oil.
Like olive oil?
I'm not going to get into it, but like that's what I would boil it down to.
Speaking of.
We're boiling it.
Yeah, like what? Like why?
There's dollops himself.
Why is this war?
Yeah, like why?
Happening.
The witches, the Bell sisters, Jezebel and Jennabel, attacked the wizard to try and seize power. The wizard is doing a great job leading the land, so they were in rebellion. And then Winky Country followed.
They just Munchkin attacked Lanta. Because?
Yeah, one of them is going to slice their tongue open if I don't get back there.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. You go take care of you.
Thanks, guys.
Well, it was lovely talking with you, Bok.
You too. I'm and then so he jogs off and he's like, put it down. Put it down. It's not food anymore. If you want food, you go inside.
So responsible.
So, basically,
the B team.
What I can tell is that the only reason this war is going on is because the witches don't like that the wizard is from not Oz.
Oh, it's xenophobia.
Yeah.
Got it.
But everybody seems to say that the wizard was doing a good job of leading,
except
right?
for the Winky folk, which clearly...
Yeah, so I feel like once we get into Winky Country, maybe we should try to scope out what their side of it is.
We've peeled back some layers, but I think we need to figure out...
That the other side of the war. Like, we need to talk to the other side of the conflict and see what they're saying.
Probably why we should try to get there, guys.
Yeah.
So...
All right. Just things to think about, things to question. Yeah.
Go continue on to the mayor's house.
Absolutely. Yes.
The next stop, yep.
Without a doubt.
Okie dokie.
Should I change costumes again?
I like Virginia. Virginia's nice.
I think Virginia is
all right,
fun.
great.
And not at all Cal who intruded into this place, so don't be that person. Anybody who's not that person is probably the best person.
I see, because yesterday I was like a really short woman, and I was like, this doesn't work super for me because I am very tall. So now I'm a very tall woman, so I feel like this kind of fits me a little better. I also feel very calm and relaxed.
All right, so you guys head over to the mayor's house. There are several open doors around the outside. It is a pretty substantial hill that this is all carved in. So each of these doors is like 100 feet apart. People are coming in and out. You see some farmers with carts of food, and there's a dude out front. Cal, you would recognize him as the guy you saw last night, the one who was calling people homie. He is standing outside, and he's just like, hey, guys, did you have a meeting with Melzina?
We didn't want to have one formally. We're hoping that she might be able to speak to us at her convenience if she was around.
Oh, Yeah, let me go check. I know she's got a full docket, but she likes to make time for new people in town. I don't recognize you guys. Hello? Hello? Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What, would you guys mind waiting here? Like 2-3 minutes? I'll be right back, and I'll let you know when she can see you.
Yeah, that's...
That would be great. Thank you, my goodness.
Cool, good. Cool. Absolutely. You guys wait there for a couple of minutes, and then the guy comes back, and he's like... she can squeeze you guys in right now if you'd like.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
All right, cool.
That would be great. Thank you. All right.
So he,
can I make an insight check on this guy?
Sure. What are you specifically trying to insight?
I'm trying to see if he's trying to lure me into a trap again.
I mean, it worked so well last time. Yeah, give it another insight check.
Check. Yeah, is he luring us?
11.
He seems to be doing his job at work.
Oh, great.
Right.
And not at midnight. Dealing with somebody who just slid into the
But one of the things
he
that
was
you...
spying on me first, though. It wasn't like I randomly chose a guy to follow.
That's fair. Yeah.
So you guys end up, you walk into the doorway and you're walking through this hill manor. First off, very well lit. There are these torches that give off like a very pure, like white light, almost like a definitely magical. They're not giving off heat, just light. Almost like fluorescent-y, but not quite so harsh.
Dark in here. Some sort of light-emitting diode, I'd take it.
Something like that, sure. Mm-hmm. And then they, so you're walking and you notice that the whole construction is kind of circular. So you're in this like outside hallway, and then you see tunnels that connect to like an inside hallway where there would be a circle on the inside. And then to get to the different levels, you see some holes with ladders if you wanted to go up. And little tunnels with chutes if you wanted to go down.
Fun.
So you walk around, you walk into the inner circle, and then that leads you into the centermost room. So you're in this large circular room. A big, long, rectangular table in the middle where you see a tall, strong-looking Gillikin woman, dark purple skin, longer hair. And, you know, a couple, like, papers and books open on the table in front of her. Next to her is another Gillikin woman. This one is slighter, smaller, a little bit shorter, shoulder length, like, dark, dark purple hair, hood. And then kind of around them, there are a bunch of people doing busy work. It seems like there's some kind of construction going on. So you see people with like ladders and with like the equivalent of tool belts going in and out. There are very large tables on either side that look to just be like strewn with random hodgepodge items. And then there are 20-ish people that are like sorting things, moving things about and around. And then this person who's been leading you will be like, yeah, the big tall one, that's Melzina. Next to her is her partner, Mo. She's waiting for you.
Lovely.
Oh, Mel. People. And she goes, oh, cool. And waves you on over.
Oh. All right.
We go over.
Well, first off, welcome to Loonville. I'm the mayor, Melzina. What can I do for you guys?
Hello.
Justice just told me that you had some questions for me.
Yeah, just a few. Hello, to introduce myself. I'm Terry. Terry Tinnan.
Nice to meet you, Terry.
This here is Sonny Scareman.
Hello.
Hello.
That over there is Dolores Thatch.
My dog, Tito.
Heard.
Hello, Tito. Hello, Dolores. We've heard your name. Thank you for your hard work.
And that over there is someone who's going to introduce herself to you.
Oh.
Yes, I am Virginia, and it is a pleasure to meet you. I've heard... honestly, just nothing but wonderful things about you, and this town is beautiful. I'm
Thank
really
you.
Glad to be here.
Are you new to traveling together?
I am. Yeah, they picked me up like 2 days ago. So Terry's a doll, but it's okay. It's new. You know how it goes.
We
okay,
just couldn't cool. help but bring her into the squad. You know, she has such a lovely air about her that we just like, you know, we need someone like you. In
yeah,
this
she's got
pod.
She's so much more approachable than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
that is that checks out a lot. Yes, talking scarecrow, dude with arms.
I have a bit of a reputation.
Murderer. Yeah. Gotcha.
Murderer.
I would say assassin. Do you like assassin better?
Assassin
Murderer
is not...
feels right.
Okay, cool.
Okay, good. Yeah. Honesty, brutality.
What can what can we do for you while you're here in Loonville?
If you'll allow me to cut to the chase.
I would prefer that. I have a lot of work to do.
Picks up Nick.
Cut to the chase.
Okay, that's intimidating. Put that down, please.
I'm sorry.
You might chop yourself.
You're right. You might chop me. Sorry. Continue. Didn't mean to interrupt.
So you've been having some, I don't want to say prisoners, that's not the right word, ex-cons coming up to work for you.
Yes.
And as like a rehabilitation program.
Yeah.
Which is a lovely program. And
thanks.
Sounds great. You're giving people opportunities that they might not have had otherwise.
Yeah, here's the funny thing I learned. If you talk to people who have committed crimes, usually it comes from a place of desperation.
I agree.
Thank you. Or a lot of times, it's, you know, unfair or like even things like personal issues mm-hmm. that come up and, you know, manifest in really unhealthy ways.
Sure. Habitual problems.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was talking to prisoners. I figured that out. And if they just need like, if they want to help out and they just like want to not like, you know. So a lot of times they were starving, so they had to steal. So they get food, they get a job, they get another chance.
To be candid, we were hoping to make it into Winky Country.
Ooh, that's a dangerous road to travel.
We understand that, but we are attempting to rescue somebody who is there against their will.
Oh, no.
Yes. So
we're on a mission for love.
Yeah. Aww. And because of that, we are hoping to ask for your aid in this matter, because obviously you're the mayor and we're not trying to do anything untoward. You know, we have pure motivations.
You want to be more toward.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. As toward as we can. As toward.
We're not trying to get involved in international conflict.
We're so toward.
Okay. I take a drink from my flask.
All right.
Nervous. So we potentially have secured ourselves transport and we were hoping maybe for your blessing and maybe help finding or convincing someone who may be difficult to please.
I think I understand. I think I get it. Real quick, Mo and her partner Mo starts to cast a spell.
Ah.
Oh.
Mo looks around at you guys and goes, that one, and that one, and points to Nick and says, that one, and points to Tito and says, that one. Mm. Oh, okay. Sorry. My partner Mo here has the ability to detect magical auras, and it seems like you guys are all very highly magical.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like to think of myself as a whimsical, magical person.
Not at all what I was talking about.
I agree with that, Terry.
So, I mean,
magic of personality.
Now that I know where you guys are coming from, can you give me some more details?
Do you want
to rescue someone? Do you know where this person is?
Okay. If we're going to give you more details, it would be nice to have maybe a more private conversation. There are lots of people around. This is delicate, at least to us. Like, I
for our own sakes, we would feel a little more comfortable divulging any of that information to you in a more private area without all the workers and the hustle and bustle that's going on here, which so clearly you're reconstructing.
You never know who's overhearing things, you know?
That's upsetting.
Why?
What?
It's... I would have been really pleased if we could do this here. But unfortunately...
Oh, no.
I am not pleased.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm not pleased at all.
I see.
And then all 20 people around you pull out hand crossbows.
Oh, no!
And point them all at Dolores.
This was the last thing I expected.
This was those consequences.
I take it.
And that's where we're going to end it. Yes!
Good job, stinger!
Fuck! Legends Rerolled stars Justin Trello, Celine Trello, Brooke Simone, Sean Doherty, and Jake DeBlasi. Edited by Celine Trello and Sean Doherty. Theme song by Ryan Logan. Score by Jake DeBlasi, Justin Trello, and Kevin O'Leary. You can follow us on Instagram at Legends Rerolled and on Facebook at facebook.com/legendsrerolled. The next episode will be out November 6th. Like, subscribe, follow, and be sure to pay your artists.
Before, when you were like, loyalty is laid more along with Jennabel. Did you mean Jennabel or Jezebel?
I meant Jennabel,
who's not dead. Jezebel's dead, right?
No, Jennabelle is dead.
Oh, gosh, duh.
Jennabelle is dead.
Jezebel is interchangeable.
Welcome
to what's going on right now.
Welcome to my entire fucking childhood.